Fractional Distillation Podcast, GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Hello, and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm here to guide you through one of the most important topics in your EdExcel specification, fractional distillation, topic 2.8. If you've ever wondered how we get petrol for cars, kerosene for jet fuel, and even the bitumen that makes our roads from the same black, gooey crude oil, then you're in the right place. Fractional distillation is the industrial process that separates crude oil into useful products, and understanding it is absolutely crucial for your exam success. This topic appears regularly in both foundation and higher tier papers, and it's worth getting right because it links to so many other areas of chemistry. Today, we'll break down exactly how the process works, why it works, and most importantly, how to answer exam questions to pick up every available mark. Let's dive in. So, what exactly is fractional distillation? At its heart, it's a physical separation technique. Notice I said physical, not chemical. This is really important because one of the most common mistakes students make is thinking that bonds are broken during distillation. They're not. We're simply separating a mixture based on different boiling points. Crude oil is a mixture of hydrocarbons. Hydrocarbons are molecules made only of hydrogen and carbon atoms. These molecules come in different sizes, from very short chains with just a few carbon atoms to really long chains with 50 or more carbons. Each of these different sized molecules has a different boiling point, and that's the key to the whole process. Here's how it works, step by step. First, the crude oil is heated in a furnace to around 400 degrees Celsius or even higher. This intense heat vaporizes most of the hydrocarbons, turning them from liquid into gas. These hot vapors then enter the bottom of a tall tower called a fractionating column. Now, here's where the magic happens. The fractionating column has a temperature gradient. This is a key term you absolutely must use in your exam answers. The column is hottest at the bottom, over 400 degrees, and coolest at the top, below 40 degrees. As the hot vapors rise up through the column, they cool down. When a hydrocarbon vapor reaches a height in the column where the temperature matches its boiling point, it condenses back into a liquid. The liquid is then collected on trays at different levels. Short-chain hydrocarbons have low boiling points, so they rise all the way to the top before condensing. Long-chain hydrocarbons have high boiling points, so they condense near the bottom. This gives us six main fractions. From the top down, we have refinery gases collected below 40 degrees, then petrol between 40 and 110 degrees, kerosene, which is jet fuel, between 110 and 180 degrees, diesel between 180 and 250 degrees, fuel oil between 250 and 350 degrees, and finally, bitumen, the thick black residue that doesn't vaporize at all and is collected at the very bottom. Now, why do longer chains have higher boiling points? This is higher tier content, but it's worth understanding, even if you're sitting foundation, longer hydrocarbon molecules have stronger intermolecular forces between them. These are weak forces of attraction between molecules, not the strong covalent bonds within molecules. The longer the chain, the stronger these intermolecular forces, and the more energy is needed to overcome them and turn the liquid into a gas. That's why long chains have high boiling points. This also explains other properties. Long chain hydrocarbons are thick and viscous, like treacle, because the molecules don't slide past each other easily. They're also harder to ignite and burn with smoky flames because combustion is often incomplete. Short chain hydrocarbons are runny, easily ignited, and burn with clean flames. Right, let's talk about how to ace those exam questions. Fractional distillation questions usually appear as 4 to 6 mark explain or describe questions, and they're testing your understanding of the process and the science behind it. First, command words. If the question says describe, you need to say what happens. If it says explain, you need to say why it happens. For example, describe how crude oil is separated needs you to outline the steps. Heated, vaporized, enters column, temperature gradient, vapors rise and condense. But explain why different fractions are collected at different heights needs you to link cause and effect. Different chain lengths mean different boiling points, so they condense at different temperatures in the gradient. Always mention the temperature gradient. EdExcel mark schemes specifically look for this phrase. Don't just say, the column is hot at the bottom. Say, there is a temperature gradient with the column hottest at the bottom and coolest at the top. Common mistakes to avoid. Number one, saying that covalent bonds are broken, they're not. It's intermolecular forces that are overcome. Number two, getting the temperature gradient backwards. The column is not hottest at the top. Number three, confusing fractional distillation with cracking. Distillation is physical separation. Cracking is chemical decomposition where you do break bonds. Number 4, calling the fractions pure substances. They're not. Each fraction is still a mixture of hydrocarbons with similar boiling points. Let's test your memory. I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What is the temperature gradient in the fractionating column? Answer: hottest at the bottom, coolest at the top. Question 2. Which fraction has the lowest boiling point? Answer: refinery gases. Question 3. Why do long-chain hydrocarbons have higher boiling points? Answer: because they have stronger intermolecular forces that require more energy to overcome. Question 4. Name 2 uses of kerosene. Answer: jet fuel for aircraft and heating fuel. Question 5. Is fractional distillation a physical or chemical process? Answer: physical. No bonds are broken. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and listen again. Let's wrap up. Fractional distillation is the physical separation of crude oil into useful fractions based on boiling point differences. Crude oil is heated and vaporized, then enters a fractionating column with a temperature gradient. Vapors rise, cool, and condense at different heights depending on their boiling point. Short chains have low boiling points and are collected at the top. Long chains have high boiling points and are collected at the bottom. Remember your key terms? Temperature gradient, intermolecular forces, condense, fractions. Remember the 6 main fractions in order. And remember, it's physical, not chemical. This topic links to combustion, cracking, and the properties of hydrocarbons, so make sure you understand those connections too. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing those exam questions, and you'll smash it on exam day. Good luck!